We're good.
Okay, now we're recording. Let's do once around. I guess we'll start with Chief. Is Kelsey leave? Or is she doing
I don't know
something?
what she's doing.
Okay.
Okay. October activities report is in your packet.
Thank you.
We're still in the hiring process. We made an offer a little over a week ago to a certified officer, and Thursday afternoon, on Sunday afternoon, he called and he accepted an offer made by another agency. So that closer to where he was from in Southwest Iowa. And it just shows the lack of applicants that we have out there, that two agencies similar size on each side of the state were battling for one candidate. I continue to see other agencies that are extending their deadlines on applications and things like that, offering the hiring bonuses and things, and that's it's an ongoing issue. It's not just us. So we're working on that. We'll get through this week with the holidays and start again next week with pushing that out there. I looked at the Academy's website this afternoon, and in the last 6 days, they had posted the 11 police officer, deputy sheriff openings. So a lot of places are looking right now. I was asked about some increases in our staffs. I don't know if you have your reports there in front of you, but specifically was asked about the traffic citations and warnings and increase in October from the previous month, as well as traffic stops increase in October from the previous month. And it's not a surprise when you have new officers, we see an uptick in traffic stops and their activity. That's good. They get that foundation at the academy, and the ability to interact with persons by doing those traffic stops and things like that is what's important for them to gain that experience. And that's what we're seeing our officers do. I can tell you our officers give more warnings than they do citations. So the number of traffic citations, warnings, that's 75 for October. The majority of that was warnings, written warnings. A lot of officers give verbal warnings, so those numbers are not reflected there as well. So, you're seeing an uptick there, and that's our officers are active. They're young, and they're doing what's asked of them. That's all I have.
You see that uptick in shoplifting? I see him at Walmart a lot.
There has been, yeah. There's an uptick in, and not only shoplifting, in the people switching tags.
Really?
Switching what?
Tags, price tags.
Price tags. Because they still
So
scan them, but
we've
it's
seen
cheaper.
that, and their asset protection has stepped up in the last 6 months or so. They've gone through a couple different ones, but the last 6 months they've stepped up. Some of that, and yeah, our calls out there have increased as well.
I've noticed them out there a lot
yeah.
lately.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you. Kelsey, anything? Nothing? All right. Yeah.
I don't really have anything. Did you guys have any questions on my report? But one thing I just wanted to let you know that I did include my report that with the Country Club subdivision, they are now purchasing more land. Which includes the pond, so they will be able to move forward with the expansion of the pond into the retention area that we need. So that's good that that's happening.
Okay. All right. Very good. Fran.
7 more days and I get the boot off. I can't wait. But I did go deer hunting. I got a 10-point buck, just out 86 pounds. He scored 122 and a quarter, 18-inch spread on his antlers.
Wow.
I'm pretty happy with that.
So you're able to.
But I put my boot inside a garbage bag and duct taped it to my pants so it wouldn't get wet.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever it
dedicated
takes.
Dedicated hunter.
Whatever it takes to hunt.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't really have too much. I've spent a lot of time in the last couple of weeks trying to talk to people about different issues. And so I don't really have anything, but I wish everybody a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. And have a great weekend.
Yeah. I really don't have anything. Just wondered about Brava. Today, or yeah, it was today, there were three trucks trying to load and unload there. There was no place for them to go. And it's great. It's wonderful. But where's their plan? I'm just curious. I know people are getting frustrated. And that growth is great. But they still haven't done anything with the noise.
They haven't?
No, nothing. Nothing has been done with that. And the one truck is so loud now that I can hear it at my inside my house. So it just whines in the neighborhood. It's just,
I will reach out to them again.
Yeah.
They were relocating something like a loading dock or something?
Yeah, so they're going to be expanding on the east side of their building.
Okay.
And they're moving the dock to that side of the building eventually once they get that expansion done. Okay. So, but I will reach out again. Yeah. I mean, every time you've said something, I've forwarded it. And, oh, yeah, we're working on it. We're having the decibels looked at, all this other stuff that they say. So,
yeah. And it's not, for me, it's not that bad. The neighbors, the neighbor right next to him again talked to me, and I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
It is very loud. So, and I don't know if it's a matter of just replacing the truck or, but it is.
So it's a truck making the noise.
They're putting, it's, I don't know what the truck or where, what, but it's whatever material that they need to make their product comes in a big truck, sometimes twice a day, and it howls for an hour, sometimes two, and you can hear it clear down the street. It's very, very loud. And the trucks, they're going like gangbusters, and the trucks block the road when they're trying to get in there. And I know there's been a report to the police, and that corner is bad enough in the winter, just with nothing on the roads. And if somebody comes around that corner and it's slick, we're going to have trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a direct route to the ball field and the weight room for kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a concern.
Is it anytime?
All day, all night. I can tell you that trucks come in there 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, which is fine. I have no problem with that. My problem is that curb blocking the road in the winter, somebody's going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Ivan.
Not much to say. Just got to wrap up my season for work.
Good. Isla.
Robert, you put up a nice, I assume it's their white fence that went in on the east the east side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty long white fence.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you have a good Thursday. And just a reminder that Saturday are the snow events downtown, starting with the Jingle Bell Run, Breakfast with Santa, the lighting ceremony at 5:30, I believe it is. The parade at 6.
Santa comes to town in a red Camaro.
Yes, and you're driving Santa. It'll be great. Santa's got to be stay healthy. And then Santa will be at the library at Santa's house until 8 o'clock after the parade. And
and everybody needs downtown to decorate their vehicle.
we did get the trees in the park set up on Thursday, 106 trees. It brings them out of work, and a shout out, very grateful thank you to the city staff that helped. They went to get the trees. They helped set up the trees and zip tie them.
They're all sold?
They put the, all mm-hmm. sold. They have the waiting list, actually. They put the plaques up, which, again, thank you to Leslie and Jimmy for new plaques that are very nice, commemorating people mm-hmm. being honored. So if you get a chance, there's a lot of decoration been done on the trees. It's fun to go look and see how people have decorated their families or their friends' trees. So just it's kind of exciting few days coming up here. So
the quick question, are we worried about vandalism to these trees?
We have traditionally not had problems.
That's great.
We've not had problems, and our cameras, the cameras in the park cover that area pretty well.
Thank you. Good chance. The people at the phone place made a large snow thing and a couple of snowflakes. So go to do selfies up there. And Sam did chase a couple of kids out that were crawling through the snow thing. They got told to hit the road. So, yeah, go get a selfie with the snow and the snowflake. So I think that's about it.
Okay. A good reminder. Thank you, Lila. Bethany.
Yeah, the trees look great. And I know that was a lot of work. So thanks. I assume you helped.
Oh, yeah.
And to all the parks, department, mm-hmm. and city
yeah.
staff.
Yeah, it was great.
I think the main vandalism of the trees was from the wind last year. They blew them on the
orange. It was very strong. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Last year. So we might
know. It's already. Picking up pieces.
I saw a couple down already. Yeah. The only other thing I was going to say is thanks to our public safety and others for working over the holiday. Mm-hmm. weekend, and those of us who have it off, I hope you have a nice time.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Nobody ever opposes.
Thank you.
Yep.